Dark Side mit Heart auf Flux FM. Das Duo, das aus Nicolas Jaar und Dave Harrington besteht, spielt heute im Astra und hat es vorher zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir sprechen über ersten gemeinsamen Sessions, die in einem Berliner Hotelzimmer stattfanden und zur Gründung des Projektes Dark Side führten. Wir sprechen über ihre erste LP Psychic, die Ende 2013 erschien. Wir besprechen den Dark Side Sound, der sich durch die Improvisationskünste der beiden entwickelte und ständig weiterentwickelt. Wir reden über die Gitarre als raumfüllendes Instrument und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber Hello and Welcome, Nicolas Jaar and Dave Harrington. Welcome, Dark Side.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
Hey, how are you doing, boys?
Doing
everything
great.
All right?
Yeah.
How's
we're
traveling
doing,
been?
We're doing okay.
It's been awesome.
Yeah?
It's been great. Feels like we've been on tour in Europe for much longer. We've been here for like only a week, but we've been playing shows almost every night. It's been awesome.
Cool. And you've been to Copenhagen? Last show was in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good one.
Yeah, it was awesome. We got really lucky that we had an off day. We weren't even supposed to do a show last night, and
okay.
We had an off day, and the promoter in Copenhagen invited us to come back and play a second show.
Oh, wow.
So it was actually our second show in Copenhagen, which was awesome. Just
okay.
Such a privilege.
Oh, and it seems as if you guys enjoy playing live a lot, because otherwise you would have been like, oh, come on, it's our off day. We want to relax a little bit.
Yeah,
what's the matter with you?
We just looked at each other and we were like, well, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, cool, though. I love it. And congratulations again on your Psychic LP. It's an LP that bends genres and introduces the Dave Harrington guitar to the Nicolas Jaar world. And I've read that the first steps towards this LP were done years ago in a Berlin hotel room. Did your first session really blow up your computer and your equipment? Is that a true story?
No, not the computer, but the true story. And, you know, you have to believe us, because why would we invent such a stupid, stupid story? But no, the truth of the matter is that we were in this hotel and we were using an adapter,
mm-hmm.
just a bad adapter. And then the adapter went into flames, and then the actual speakers got this little black like smoke on them, and then they went into a little bit of flame, just a little bit.
But the computer survived.
The computer is all good.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it got stolen later on.
Okay.
And that's also true.
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
Okay.
Because a lot of my music was in there, whatever. And then we, you know, then all the lights went off. That is also true. These are all facts. And we had to call someone, you know.
Uh-huh.
To tell them, hey, come fix this. What's going on? We're in a dark hotel room filled with smoke.
Yeah.
And then we went outside because we couldn't see anything. And this hotel that we were in, the Michelberger Hotel,
yeah.
The only thing lighting the hallway is the Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh.
That is also true. You can ask them.
Yeah.
And so we finished the song, you know, under the beautiful glow, the moonlight glow of the great dude.
The great one,
Lebowski. And
yeah.
So that is all true.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful first story, I would think. It's like the song
that
it took a life on its own, and it was like special effects made by the song or something like that.
I agree. And I think, you know, if it wasn't for that mystical beginning, the genesis,
who knows where, what,
this would not be happening right now.
Yeah. But you first met when you were auditioning for the live Nicolas Jaar band. That's when you first met. How did you realize that you were clicking with each other, that the chemicals were right?
Yeah, we shouldn't really call it an audition. It was more like
a jam session.
Okay.
More like, what the hell am I going to do playing festivals by myself? I'm going to bring this guy and this other guy, and
mm-hmm.
then all became best friends. That's
mm-hmm.
really all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no, you know, it wasn't like I had 30 guitars like waiting in line. I
mean, next,
cool.
Next.
No.
Not good enough, next.
Dave got in the room and I was like, okay, Dave, let's go on tour.
Mm-hmm. And then you went on tour and you got to like each other. Would you agree when I say that being on tour with each other is like the best way to find out if you can work with a person or if you love a person or
totally,
hate a person?
Totally. I think that nothing will test a friendship more than going on tour.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like, you know, that we still do it and we still have fun, you know, means that it means that things are okay right now.
I really think that you should send couples that want to marry soon. You should send them on a tour for like 2 or 3 weeks, and
absolutely.
Then we'll see if they still want to marry each other.
Yes, before anyone gets married from now on, they have to start a band,
mm-hmm.
get successful enough to go on tour,
sure.
Get on a bus and then they can get married.
Yeah, it's a good plan. I
agree. Yeah. Look, I completely agree.
After you had put out your first EP, both of you worked on remixes of Daft Punk's Random Access Memories. You remixed the album in its entire length, sending files to each other over a period of time. How important was that Daft Side project for Dark Side and the work on the Psychic LP?
Well, it happened right at, we did it after we had finished
the EP or the LP.
Oh, okay. So it was, in a way, it was the byproduct of this excess of energy that we had after having just finished and going through the final stages of finishing the record, finally being like, okay, it's done, you know, and then like getting it mastered, like, okay, do we like the mastering, going through all those final stages. And then after we finished that, literally, like, it was like 2 weeks after that or something, we just were like,
you know what it feels like? I've been trying to find a metaphor just to make things more fun, you know, and it's kind of like having a Bloody Mary. It was hair of the dog.
The relationship between you guys.
No.
No, Daft Side.
Okay.
It was kind of like, you know, we were really hungover and we were like, let's keep on partying.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's a good metaphor.
It was like, let's not stop this because it's 2 years of making music, 2 years of like honing in on these stupid songs, you know, from our record. And then we finally were like, okay, let's have a Bloody Mary, have a nice brunch, and then we go to sleep at 2 p.m., you know? Yeah. Like, it was more like that.
Yeah, okay. That's a good sign, though, and a good metaphor. Let's talk about the Bloody Mary.
So what
the Bloody Mary phase of
Dark
Side. Yeah,
I guess what I'm trying to say is that it was kind of a really funny, fun project.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have tomato juice all the time.
No, I
you know, but sometimes you put vodka in it and for some reason it's okay.
Yeah, and for some reason it is okay. Yeah, that's true.
It's like, oh, this should, you know, you should put spaghettis in there.
Let's listen to another song before we talk a bit more and tell people to come to the show tonight. Hier sind Dark Side nochmal mit Paper Trails und wir unterhalten uns gleich noch ein bisschen weiter.